ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
It is a spooky never gonna get one today. We threw it out there earlier this morning that we wanted to talk to a ghost hunter. Dun, dun, dun. And we've got one. We actually have a ghost hunter by the name of Jason King. He joins us right now. Hey, go on, Jason.
I'm pretty good there, guys.
So, Jason, tell us, when did you first discover you had paranormal abilities to effectively communicate with or work with ghosts?
Hunt ghosts.
Hunt ghosts.
Well, I lost my brother over 20 years ago, and he was my first spirit I ever saw.
Wow.
And I thought I was going nuts, you know, like missing him so much. And I was talking to him for 2 weeks straight. And then after that, his last words to me is, "We've got work to do." So over 20 years later, well, here I am today, still going out ghost hunting and doing what I do best.
So when he said to you, "We've got work to do," does that mean he helps you in your field?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. And I see him every day, and he helps me, you know, being in the paranormal world, communicate and stuff like that. And yeah, before you know it, you know, it keeps going.
Wow. So interesting.
So your story is so interesting that producer Brooke's written a note here. They, on SBS, they made a documentary about you called Ghost Hunter, which followed you investigating your own childhood and people who are having experiences with ghosts. What's I guess everyone would be different, but who comes to see you? What problem is someone having that they reach the point they have to contact you for help?
Well, sometimes, you know, kids are normally, you know, crying, they won't stay in the rooms, or they hear footsteps, or it could be anything that can trigger things that they don't normally experience, and then they normally start seeing stuff, and it could be anybody from every nationality you can imagine that's reached out to me, and then I go out and get the evidence, and then we help move them on.
So how do you do that then? So you find out there is a spirit that's hanging around a certain place. How do you then, what do you do to get rid of the spirit?
We just work with it, and I've got guides that help me, and my wife, she cleanses the house too, and then we help move them on to the other side where they should be.
We should say too, this is not like a money-making thing for you. You have to work a full-time job as well. You're a full-time security guard, and you don't actually charge for these services. So I think that's a really important sort of thing to note. This is not just a make-a-buck sort of scheme.
It's not.
So you managed to convince these spirits to move on to the other side. Why are they here on Earth with us in the first place?
For example, like for yourself, like if you have a daughter and she's just about to get married and you suddenly fell ill and died just before her wedding, would you be happy? Accidentally start haunting your daughter, not meaning to, and your daughter's going, "What's going on?" And then people like ourselves come in and we see them, and you give us information how upset you are and how sorry you are. Once you pass that message over, will you be happy or unhappy?
Yeah, happier, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and then you'll merge over to the other side.
It kind of reminds me of that TV show with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Is that right?
Where she speaks to the ghosts and she moves them on.
Ghost Whisperer, I think it was called.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that kind of similar? Is that accurate, or is that just a Hollywood
pretty much,
version?
It's pretty almost the same. But, you know, sometimes they could be a black figure, you know, like I see them as a shadow, or sometimes I see them as real people. And it's like when I go to a cemetery, I walk around, and next minute I'm looking at two little kids running through a graveyard, and I ask my wife, is there two kids over there? And she'll look over there and go, "No, there's not." And I go, "Okay, well, there's two kids running through there." And then I'll go for a walk to see where they stopped, and I get up there, and there's two kids that are buried there.
Oh, my goodness.
Jason, are you ever going to stop doing what you do?
No way. I'll keep going. I even got a YouTube page for it now, and put all my latest evidence up there for people to watch what we do and we show what we get. And
Great. What's the page? What do we search for?
On YouTube, it's Jason Ghost Hunter.
Jason Ghost Hunter. is he?
Yeah, me and my wife are out there doing what we do best.
Perfect viewing for Halloween coming up.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And doing it all for free too.
Yeah, good one, Jason.
It's amazing. Jason King, fantastic to get to know you. Thanks to you. Thank you so much for your time.
No problems, mate. Thanks for having me on.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.